Hey, this is Pete Cerones, and I am here today talking with my colleague and pal, Greg Deloche from On Point Consulting. Both of us are fresh back from the 2023 Department of Energy Cybersecurity and Technology Innovation Conference, which was held in the wonderful city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 8th through the 11th.
Appreciate the time, Pete. Always a pleasure to talk to you and excited to break down the event.
I appreciated being out there with so many, I'll call it the eclectic organization that the DOE is, but so many of our colleagues, or should I say even stakeholders in government, from the national laboratories to other departments, cabinet level. And it was great to see you in so many of those sessions. The conference for our listeners really hit on four threads: cybersecurity, innovation, obviously, the role of technology enabling the workforce, and then critical infrastructure. So we'll dive into a little bit of that.
Yeah, definitely. I had the pleasure of attending this conference last year as well. And it's one of the few throughout the year that's actually put on by the federal government. It's not a third party. So it was great. Kudos to Ann Duncan, her whole team for putting on such a fantastic event. The other side of it is the tremendous government presence that was there, right? Being put on by the Department of Energy, but it wasn't just representatives from DOE, right? Claire Martirano was there, the federal CIO, representatives from, you know, the White House, DHS, even our foreign partners, you know, representation from the UK was there. A lot of good sessions, a lot of good content, and being able to hear, you know, nonstop directly from the actual federal government employees that are implementing a lot of this stuff was fantastic.
Great summary. And wow, you covered a lot at the high level of just the open government themes of being collaborative and transparency and participatory. Love that, Greg. I found it to be one of the best I've ever attended. And having been part of the DOE community when I was government as the CTO, these events, because as you point out, it's a government event put on by government for government and the external community. I think they just keep hitting it out of the park. I mean, we had representatives, right, from the NNSA. We had representatives from the White House. We had senators and lab directors. And then, of course, it was cool to be at the Twins Padres game watching Ann throw out that first pitch, right?
Yeah, that was great. Kudos to her. That can't be easy being in front of tens of thousands of people. So definitely held her own. I think she actually got to keep the ball, which was awesome to see. But yeah, all those representatives from the different departments and areas of government, like you alluded to, really does speak to the intergovernment collaboration that's going on. A big topic was that collaboration, and we need to all work together to solve the real world problems that are impacting our citizens and our foreign partners. Claire did a fireside chat with Ann, talking all things collaboration and cyber and AI and all that good stuff. So a lot of good topics, fantastic event, really looking forward to continuing supporting the Department of Energy and other federal agencies on their missions.
And if I may, being a company inside the Beltway, getting out to Minnesota and really understanding the culture, part of the reason these events happen outside the Beltway is to really see that mission. And you hit on that. And this conference, the title's a bit of a misnomer. It's cybersecurity and technology innovation, but it's really about, and it's designed to strengthen relationships. Yes, provide even training, on-site training, practical exercises that address the information technology. And this year, the operational technology, cyber workforce, right? We know that our nation's critical infrastructure is at risk, right? Greg, we were talking each day a little bit about how the bipartisan infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, and all this funding that's going to improve, fortify, make better, if you will, our roads, planes, trains, and automobiles. We got into some of the topics around technology and the cyber physical systems that require this integration with so many things connected. So pivoting to some of that deeper dive into collaboration was clearly in full effect. You're a company that goes to these sessions with an intent to meet people, right? I like to call it access to information, people, and the deal flow. What was that experience like coming back? I mean, you met a lot of people, but were there areas where you found wow, that's an area or an angle that I have now where On Point, as an incredible company that it is, can also now align itself with the energy sector?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, OnPoint historically being a cybersecurity network enterprise systems integrator, going through and hearing some of the topics that were talked about, you know, you touched on the IT/OT correspondence and climate, obviously a big issue, AI/ML and workforce, right? And, you know, at the 30,000 foot level, you would say, okay, that's not really cyber, but cyber has to be integrated into all of that, right? And all of these different missions, OnPoint really prides ourselves on doing our homework and understanding what exactly are the mission priorities that they're trying to solve. So that way, when we do approach some of these federal government agencies and departments, we do understand their mission, right? And what they're trying to solve. Yes, cybersecurity can be implemented anywhere, but unless you have a specific customized solution for their specific need, it's not going to work out, right? So one thing that Claire touched on, a quote from her, she said, a goal is to maximize the impact of every dollar that we spend, right? So without understanding what those specific mission priorities are, you're not going to be able to maximize that impact. You're going to go through multiple rounds and, oh, this didn't really work out because you wanted to implement it this way, or you're really trying to solve this problem. So, you know, OnPoint coming in, understanding what your end goal actually is from the start really helps that.
I was writing down a few notes as you were just speaking to these important points, and you used the phrase mission priorities. And yes, Claire, great speaker, always is pushing that agenda. Thank you for bringing up the mission priority and alignment, which I know the good folks at OnPoint always focus on when you're, you know, out there like in the wonderful world of the competitive beltway, saying we could do more than provide IT services, but we actually have that subject matter expertise, whether it's climate crisis, creating clean energy jobs, promoting energy justice, a term used quite often, and of course, the critical infrastructure element. And before we close out, I really would like to get a sense from you, Greg, that you mentioned OT and IT and that it's not, if you're going to have a zero trust world, how are you going to, you know, have all these devices connected and not worry about the legacy equipment and the new equipment? Do you have a perspective on some of the innovation or how the world's changing?
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed through the exhibit halls on some of the breaks is really the growth of the product side of things. Historically, in conferences that I would go to, it would be you'd walk through the exhibit hall and there would be a couple products, but 85% of the tents would be services companies, right? And we can do everything. So going up to some of those product tents and hearing, you know, the innovations that are really going on in the software, the tool side, the platform side, it gets me excited because, you know, on this whole theme of collaboration, one of the things that Jamie Wolf said from NNSA, you can't overstate the importance of public-private partnerships. But OnPoint, being a services provider, you can't overstate the public-public partnerships, right? Or the private-private partnerships, whether that be a certain agency talking to another or, you know, OnPoint, a services company teaming up with this innovative product company to really deliver that best product and service that we can to support that mission.
Just for our audience, you heard Greg mention Jamie Wolf, the CIO for the National Nuclear Security Administration. He mentioned Ann Duncan. He mentioned Claire Martorana. Greg, we had an incredible opportunity to be in the room and talking with folks. It starts with being around the people, that it's not just about getting that meeting, but it's understanding how they think. And in Jamie's case, national nuclear security mission, but he cares about public-private partnerships and cares about it. Claire Martorana cares about mission and applying technology, which I know OnPoint does in spades. Thank you for coming out and being a part of that and then bringing back that energy to the Beltway. So let's go forth with your parting shot.
When Anne finally got to do a keynote, she kind of laid out what she termed the four pillars of the Department of Energy. She went through customers and services, cybersecurity, innovation, and collaboration. And without a lot of these partnerships and collaboration between interagencies and the private-private partnerships, bringing in the best tools and products and people for the mission, that's what OnPoint's going to continue to do, not just for the Department of Energy, but multiple federal government customers as well.
As I will say, pun intended, that was on point, brother. Hey, Greg, great to see you there. Great to hear you today. I look forward to our next chat.
Always a pleasure, Pete. Appreciate the time.
Have a good one.